Good day. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap this Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. Let's kick things off with CHU, Australia's largest strata insurance underwriting agency. Their recently published 2025 State of the Strata Market Report provides valuable industry insights. Strata insurance premiums maintain affordability, increasing by a modest 2.8%, amounting to $981 per lot. In stark contrast, standalone house insurance has climbed significantly, with a sharp 14% increase due to mounting climate risks. This comprehensive report doesn't just stop at premiums, no, it drills down into significant weather events and in-depth regulatory reviews across the territory, particularly in New South Wales, Western Australia, and the ACT. The spotlight here on transparency, consumer protection, and professional standards truly reinforces the growing importance of the strata sector in shaping urban living across Australia, as pointed out by Kimberly Johnson, the CEO of HU. Now, attention is being drawn to emerging risks, including building defects, combustible cladding, and a surge in lithium-ion battery fires. Looking forward, CHU predicts that affordability, climate resilience, and regulatory compliance will become the dominant forces shaping the future of the strata sector. In more strata news, get set for significant changes coming up in 2026. The Strata Community Association New South Wales, otherwise known as SCANSW, has announced plans to phase out insurance commissions starting January 1, 2026, in a landmark move towards embracing a fee-for-service model. The focus, you ask? Enhanced transparency. The new contracts will not have any insurance commissions. Instead, they will major on direct fee negotiations. Robert Anderson, the president of SCANSW, presents this shift as crucial to fostering trust and leadership within the industry. The Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby applauds this move and believes it will lead to improvements in pricing clarity. However, this transition comes with a caveat. Some sector leaders warn of potential financial impacts, indicating an upcoming period of financial adjustment for the industry. This bold move is in alignment with the recent legislative reforms in New South Wales, which are geared towards contract transparency and sustainability. It's quite the revolution, with more than 91,000 schemes set to be affected, marking what could be a transformative shift in strata management practices. Well, that's it for this week. Join us next time for more updates from the world of insurance. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed. Be sure to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Have a great day.